This podcast is a member of the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit us to listen to over 250 amazing podcasts just like this one.
Japanese street style is some of the cutest and trendiest clothing in the world. Introducing Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing and Accessories, the hottest original and cute clothing company. We offer tops, clothes, accessories, shoes, dresses and skirts, and comfortable homeware that we guarantee you will love. Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing, super cute Japanese style clothing.
This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Yeah, hi everyone. Welcome. Thank you tonight for listening to my podcast. So, I have some very important news. First news is I'm registered with the New York City Podcast. You can go to newyorkcitypodcast.com, and I am registered as a professional podcaster. If you're not able to afford an Apple, a Spotify, or any of these accounts, and you want to listen to my podcast for free, you can go to newyorkcitypodcast.com, okay? And also, I have another announcement, right? To current and future podcast creators, Tandem is a new podcast hosting platform built by podcasters for podcasters. They offer hosting, advanced analytics, editing services, and a new way to connect to your fellow podcasting community. Tandem knows that podcasters are connectors. We want to start conversations. Their real-time member chat lets you tell your friends you love their latest episode, or you can invite a fellow host onto your show. I think we all know hosts make the best guests. To all the veteran podcasters, Tandem can seamlessly transfer your show and carry over your subscribers and download analytics. Visit TandemPodcasting.com today to learn more. That's TandemPodcasting.com. That's right, guys. Yeah. If you are an up-and-coming podcaster, like I said earlier, you can go to Tandem, podcasting.com, and they should be able to help you. All right, now let's get on with the show. Today we're going to be talking something very interesting today. We're going to talk about the Nexium Zep cult. I've been meaning to talk about the Nexium Zep cult for a while now, but the problem is that we've been so focused on talking about politics and all the horrible stuff that's been going on with our political system. I haven't got the opportunity to talk about the Nexium Zep cult. So we're going to do so now. Hold on, please. I'm reading this article for Wikipedia.com. Okay. Nexium was an American sex cult that engaged in sex trafficking while claiming to be a multi-level marketing company. Based in Clifton Power, New York, a suburb of Albany, the group claimed to be professional development seminars through its executive success programs of large group awareness training. The company has been widely described as a cult, and was shown in court to have been a recruiting program for a secret society called DOS, in which women were branded and forced into sexual slavery. In early 2018, Nexium's founder Keith Raniere and his associate actress Allison Mack were arrested and indicted on federal charges related to DOS, including sex trafficking. Others associated with Nexium were also charged with federal crimes. As of April 2019, five people associated with Nexium, Mac, Nexium co-founder Nancy Salzman, Lauren Salzman, Segram Harris, Clark Brafferman, and bookkeeper Kathy Russell, had pleaded guilty to various charges. Rainier was convicted in federal court for sex trafficking and racketeering on June 19, 2019. On September 30, 2020, Claire Brafferman became the first defendant sentenced in the case, where she was ordered to serve 6 years and 9 months in federal prison. After Rainier's conviction, he continued to direct loyalists from behind bars, encouraging continued recruitment. At his decision, members of the group have regularly danced outside Rainier's jail and staged coordinated protests of individual prosecutors. In September 2020, it was estimated about 50 to 60 people remained very loyal to Rainier. Rainier was sentenced to 120 years in prison in October 2020. Before founding Nexium, Rainier created Consumers Byline, a business venture that the New York Attorney General accused of having been a pyramid scheme. Rainier signed a consent order in 1996 where he denied any wrongdoing, but agreed to pay a $40,000 fine and permanently banned from promoting, offering, or granting participation in a train distribution scheme. Founding and initial success. 1998, Rainier and Nancy Salzman founded Nexium, a personal development company, offering executive success programs and a range of techniques for self-improvement. Rainier claimed that the program's main emphasis is to have people experience more joy in their lives. During Nexium seminars, students were expected to call Rainier and Salzman Vanguard and Prefect, respectively. The Hollywood Reporter wrote that Rainier adopted the title Vanguard from a favorite arcade game, in which the discretion of one's enemies increased own power. With the organization, the reason for the titles was that Rainier was the leader of a philosophical movement, and Salzman was his first student. In 2003, 3,700 people had taken part in ESP classes. Reporting including businesswoman Sheila Johnson and former Surgeon General Antonio Novello, Enron executive Stephen Cooper and Anna Kristen Fox, daughter of former Mexican President Vicente Fox. Other participants were reported to include entrepreneur Richard Branson, Edgar Rothrun Sr., and actress Linda Evans, Grace Park, and Nikki Klein. In the early 2000s, Segram Harris, Claire, and Sarah Brafferman, daughters of Edgar Brafferman Sr., became attached to the organization. Cult allegations in the early 2000s. Nexium's training is a trade secret, subject to non-disclosure agreements. It reportedly uses a technique the organization calls rational inquiry to facilitate personal professional development. 2003, Nexium sued the Ross Institute in a case known as Nexium Cult versus Ross Institute, alleging a copyright infringement for publishing excerpts of content from its manual into three critical articles commissioned by cult investigator Rick Allen Ross and posted on his website. Ross posted a psychiatrist's assessment of Nexium's secret manual on his website that called the regimen expensive brainwashing. Ross obtained the manual from forum member Stephanie Franco, a co-defendant in the trial who signed a non-disclosure agreement not to divulge information from the manual to others. Nexium filed suits in both New York and New Jersey, but both was dismissed. On appeal, the United States Court of Appeals for Second Circuit affirmed the lower court's dismissal, ruling that the defendant critical analysis of material obtained in bad faith was fair use since the secondary was transformative as the criticism and was not potential replacement for the original on the market. In October 2003, Forbes published an article on Nexium and Renair. Vanity Fair subsequently reported the article. People in Nexium were stunned. Expected a positive story. The top ranks had spoken to Forbes, including Renier, Salzman, and Sarah Bofferman. What accepted them above all were Edgar Bofferman's remarks. I think it's a cult, he told the magazine. Going on to say that he was troubled by the emotional financial investment in Nexium by his daughters, who he had not spoken to in months. In 2006, Forbes published an article about the Bofferman sisters, stating that they have taken out a line of credit loan, Nexium $2 million, repayable through the personal training sessions and phone consultations with Salzman. Another Forbes article in 2010 disclosed the failures of commodities and real estate deals by the Bofferman's made on Rainier's advice. After actress Kristen Cloak became involved with Nexium in 2006, Salzman and her daughter, Lauren, went to Vancouver, British Columbia, to recruit Smallville's co-star Allison Mack. The younger Salzman, Lauren, herself a junior Nexium leader, bonded with Mack, and they later became lovers. The crew subtly left Nexium. Mack became an enthusiastic polyester for Nexium, persuading her parents to take courses in rapping production of Smallville in 2011, moved to Clifton Park, New York to be near Nexium home base in Albany. In 2008, the Bofferman sister allegedly pursued Stephen Herberts, a confidant and her father, to ask Albany Court District Attorney David Soares, the New York Governor Evelia Spitzer, and New Jersey Attorney General Elaine Megum to begin criminal investigations of Nexium's critics. Nexium's reported kept dossiers on Soares, Spitzer, political consultant Roger Stone, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, and Albany Times Union publisher George Randolph Hearst Ill, in a box in the basement of Nancy Salzman's home. According to the Times Union, Nexium developed a reputation for aggressively pursuing critics and defectors who broke from its ranks, including litigation to promote critics of Renair, the organization, and its training methods. The World Ethical Foundation's Consortium, an organization co-founded by Renair and the Bofferman sisters, sponsored a visit to Albany by the Dalai Lama in 2009. The visit was initially canceled by the Dalai Lama due to negative press about Nexium, but was rescheduled. The Dalai Lama spoke at Albany's Place Theater in May 2009. In 2017, Lama Tenzin Dosen, the self-styled personal emissary for peace for the Dalai Lama, was erased. His appearance was suspended for his position amid corrupt charges. The investigation also revealed a personal relationship between Darden and Sarah Bofferman, which began in 2009. Damn. The people who was associated with the Dalai Lama was close to Nexium? Wow. Nexium was described as a pyramid scheme, a sex trafficking operation, a cult, a sex cult. In the 2010 Times Union article, former Nexium coaches characterized students as prey for Renair sexual gambling-related proclivities. Kristen Keith, a longtime partner of Renair and mother of his child, left the group in 2014 and called Renair dangerous, saying, "All the worst things you know about Nexium are true." In 2014, Renair founded the Nexium Affiliated News Association, the Knife of Aristotle, known as the Knife and the Knife Media. The Knife of Aristotle was subsequently described as a fake news website and a cult. The organization also required hired journalists in an attempt to gain media support and solicit new members to Nexium, as well as fabricating staff members. Media investigation in DOS. Starting with the reports by investigative journalist Vince Pilato in June 2017, and boisted by an October 2017 New York Times article, details began to emerge about Dominus Obscurus Sordum, a secret sisterhood that started in 2015 with Nexium, in which female members were allegedly called slaves, branded with the initials of Renair and Mack. subjected to corporal punishment for their masters and provide new photos or other potentially damaging information about themselves as collateral. Law enforcement representatives have alleged that DOS members were forced into sexual slavery. Sarah Adamson, a Canadian actress who has been an ESP participant since 2005, said that she left NXIVM after Mac introduced her into DOS the previous March in her opening home. Emerson alleged that the participants were blindfolded naked, held down by Mac and three other women, and branded by NXIVM official Dr. Daniel Roberts, using a cauterizing pen, appearing on A&E television program about cults. Emerson provided additional content for the use of collateral concept. Said it was used in insidious forms for the earliest, outmost stages of NXIVM in order to assimilate victims. For example, colorizing small amounts of money that one might forfeit if one did not go to the gym that day. The Times later reported that hundreds of members left NXIVM after Emerson went public about her experience. On December 15, 2017, the ABC News magazine 2020 aired an expose including interviews with many former NXIVM adherents, including Emerson and Catherine Oxenberg. It was alleged that a daughter, Indian Oxenberg, was in danger due to the group. Several former members reported sexual predation by NXIVM leaders. Emerson further appeared in Escaping NXIVM during the first season of the CBC podcast Uncovered. Seven socially prominent Mexicans, including Emilio Salinas Ocaña and Ana Cristina Fox, Rosal Lara Junco, Loretta Garza DeVos, Daniela Padilla, Camila, and Monica Duran have been accused of involvement. Criminal prosecutions and convictions. In March 2018, Renier was arrested and indicted on charges related to DOS, including sex trafficking conspiracy, and conspiracy to commit forced labor. He was arrested in Mexico and held in custody in New York after appearing in federal court in Fort Worth, Texas. The indictment alleged that at least one woman was coerced into sex with Renier, who forced DOS members to undergo branding ritual that alleged by Emerson and others. United States Attorney Richard Donahue stated that Renier created a secret society of women who he had sex with in branding with his initials, coercing them to the threat of releasing their highly personal information and taking their assets. On April 20, 2018, Mac was arrested and indicted on similar charges to Renier, according to prosecutors, after she recruited women into the first NXIVM in DOS. Mac coerced them into engaging in sexual activity with Renier and performing menial tasks, which Renier allegedly played for. Mac was further alleged to be NXIVM's second in command after Renier. Mac was released on $5 million bond pending trial and hung under house arrest with her parents in California. On May 4th, Renier appeared not guilty. Solomon's home was raided shortly after Renier's arrest, and prosecutors stated during his arraignment the further arrest of a suspending indictment for Renier and Max should be expected. In late May, authorities moved to seize two NXIVM-owned properties near Albany. In April 2018, New York Post reported that NXIVM had moved to Brooklyn, New York, and was being led by Kara Bafferman. On June 12, 2018, the Times Union reported that NXIVM had suspended its operations due to extraordinary circumstances facing the company. Bafferman was arrested on July 24th and charged with racketeering. She was released on house after signing a $100 million bail bond. Also arrested and charged with the same crime were NXIVM president Nancy Solomon, her daughter Lauren Salzman, and another NXIVM employee, Kathy Russell. On March 13, 2019, Nancy Salzman pleaded guilty to a charge of racketeering and criminal conspiracy. Also in March 2019, Lauren Salzman pleaded guilty to racketeering and racketeering conspiracy. On April 8, 2019, Mack pleaded guilty to racketeering. On April 19, 2019, Bofferman pleaded guilty to charges of harboring an alien identity fraud. Brooke Higgins-Russell also pleaded guilty to visa fraud. Renea's federal trial on May 7, 2019. On June 19, 2019, he was convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking. In January 2020, the federal lawsuit was filed in New York accusing Renea and 14 associates of conducting illegal psychological experiments on members of the company and abusing them physically. On September 30, 2020, Judge Nicholas G. Gruff of the United States District Courts for the Eastern District of New York sentenced Bofferman to 6 years and 9 months of federal prison. Her attorney promised to appeal, calling the sentence an abomination. Let's talk about the beliefs and policies of NXIVM. In NXIVM classes, the rank was displayed through colored sashes similar to colored belts in martial arts. NXIVM drew up a 12-point mission statement where participants recited during classes, pledging to purge themselves of all parasite and envy invasive habits, to enroll others, and to ethically control as much as the money, wealth, and resources of the world as possible within my success plan. Photographs of Renea and Nancy Salzman were displayed during classes, which conclude with participants showing gratitude to two leaders. NXIVM conducted intensive classes for 12-hour daily for 16 days. One cited place was 7,500. Classes were divided into modules. In one module, relationship sourcing, students was instructed to explore the benefits that they receive in the event of a partner's death. Another module, Dracula and his Ghouls, reported discussed psychopaths and their followers. Another module titles included Best People, Perfect World, and the Heroic Struggle. During the exploratory meeting, EM session, senior members questioned participants as they delved into their childhood memories. NXIVM taught that some people call suppressives to impede process with NXIVM. People incredibly turned against Renea were said to have undergone the fall and to be labeled in the words of former member as the Luciferians. Lost people who bad feels good and good feels bad. NXIVM members organized Vanguard Week, an annual celebration of Renea's birthday. NXIVM has been associated with several related organizations. JNS was a society aimed at women, while the Society Protectors was aimed primarily at men. A third group was known by an acronym DLS, for short for Dominus Obscuitus Sororium. This Latin phrase was translated by one member to mean master over slave woman. 2006, Renea founded Rainbow Cultural Garden, an international chain of childhood organizations in which children were to be exposed to 7 different languages. Some members of NXIVM's inner circle were reportedly taught that in past lives there was high-ranking Nazis. Barbara Bucciarelli was reported a reincarnation of Holocaust architect René Heydrich, while Nancy Salzman was supposed to be a reincarnation of Hitler. Renea claimed to be a leader of anti-Nazi partisans. According to a complaint filed by a former NXIVM member, a medical doctor performed an experiment on her that involved recording her EEG responses while viewing footage of people being murdered. Brandon B. Porter, the doctor, faced 24 professional conduct charges from the New York Board of the Office of Professional Medical Conduct, including moral unfitness to practice medicine. In August 2019, Porter's license was revoked in the role in experiments and for his failure to report the possible outbreak of norovirus on NXIVM's 2016 V-Week retreat. NXIVM teachings drew upon diverse influences, including R.I. Duran, L. Ron Hubbard, Milton, Action's Hypothesis, Isaac Asimov's Science Fiction, Rudolf Stein with Tony Robbins and Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Nexium Incorporated invents a multi-level marketing and practices of Judo, which colored call from ranking and bowing. Notable Nexium participants. Edgar Vaughn, the scion of a wealthy family, introduced Nexium to numerous affluent Mexicans, becoming head of Nexium Mexico and rising third in the Nexium organization. Clara Bofferman, daughter of billionaire Segrum's chairman, Edgar Bofferman Sr., who was introduced by Nexium by her sister Sarah. Clara Bofferman was arrested by federal agents in July 24, 2018 in New York City in charge of money laundering and identity theft in a connection with Nexium activities. She pleaded not guilty in the United States District Court for the Eastern District in New York and Brooklyn. She was released on a $100 million bond and placed on house arrest with electronic monitoring. On April 19, 2019, Clara Bofferman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to conceal and harbor illegal aliens for financial gain and fraudulent use of identification. She faced 21 to 27 months in prison and has agreed to forfeit $6 million. On September 30, 2020, she was sentenced to 6 years and 9 months in prison by a federal judge. Sarah Bofferman. Daughter of Edgar Bofferman Sr. was introduced to Nexium by a family friend. Pam Kofferitz, daughter of Washington D.C. socialites Buffy and Willa Kofferitz. In the 1990s, she resided in Rainier and Carl Underina in an Albany home. Both Andrea Collins signed consent agreements with prosecutors for their role in Consumers Byline. Kofferitz was the founder of JNES, a Rainier affiliated women's group. Kofferitz was reported to be Rainier's most impending long-term girlfriend. On November 7, 2016, Pam Kofferitz died after her death. A credit card was charged over $300,000. Suzelle Conferetti, a software developer, remained among Rainier's post-conviction followers, dancing outside the chair where Rainier was confined. Nikki Klein is a Canadian actress known for her role in the series Battlestar Galactica. According to the reports in 2006, Klein became involved with Nexium in 2008. She reportedly requested to be let out of her contract to focus full-time on Nexium. She married federal senior member Allison Mack in 2017. Their marriage was alleged to have been a sham to evade United States immigration laws. After Rainier's conviction, Klein and others began dancing nightly outside the detention center containing Rainier. Mark Elliott was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome at age 9 and later appeared various complaints that experience with Nexium improved his system. Elliott continues participation after Rainier's conviction, becoming a regular dancer outside of Rainier's jail. Allison Mack is an American actress known for her role in the series Smallville. Mack was recruited in the Vancouver chapter of Nexium, along with her Smallville co-star Kristen Coates. Mack was reportedly the founder of DOS and Rainier-affiliated Master Slave Group. Mack was arrested on April 20, 2018 on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy. Mack pleaded guilty to racketeering charges in April 2019 and was to be sentenced in September 2019. However, on July 15, 2019, the Senator U.S. District Judge Nicholas Garfalas postponed the sentencing until further notice to allow federal probation officers to conduct pre-sentencing investigations. Brandon Porter, MD, a medical doctor, conducted unlicensed human subjects research on 200 people for Nexium. During a fright study, Porter exposed subjects to disturbing videos, including actual footage of a decapitation. In 2016, Porter was president of Nexium Retreat, where 300 to 400 individuals were struck by an identified disease. Porter failed to report the outbreak in violation of his duties as a licensed medical doctor. Porter was stripped of his medical license in 2020. Keith Raniere, the founder of Nexium. In March 2018, Raniere was arrested and indicted on various charges related to DOS, a sixth assistant within Nexium, including sex trafficking conspiracy, and conspiracy to commit forced labor. He was found guilty of all charges at trial, and later, October 27, 2020, Raniere was sentenced to 120 years in prison. Danielle Roberts, an osteopathic physician, gained notoriety for having used a characterizing pen to brand 13 women in connection with a group known as DOS. In 2020, the New York Board of Medical Conduct began an investigation into Roberts. A year later, it brought charges on her, which could result in a revocation of her license. After Raniere's conviction, Robert was among the doctors outside the jail in which he was incarcerated. Emmanuel Salas is a venture capital businesswoman, and he is the son of former Mexican Carlos Santina de Garrati. Cervera served as a vice president of Aurora's Capital, a financial consultant with ties into Raniere and Nexium. Nancy Salzman, a psychiatric nurse and trained practitioner of hypnotism and neurolinguistic programming, met Raniere in 1998. The two founded Executive Success Programs, a personal development company offering a range of techniques aimed at self-improvement. In March 2019, Salzman pleaded guilty to racketeering. Karen Ng Unterreiner is a member who became Raniere's life and partner beginning in the 1980s, an early employee of his company, Consumers Byline. Critical former members. Barbara Boshi was a client of Nancy Salzman, has been referred to her in 1988. Beginning in 2000, Barchery dated Raniere. Barchery and eight other women, Nexium 9, confronted Raniere with concerns about abuse within the organization. That year, Barchery left the group and later went into law enforcement. Sarah Edisman is a Canadian actress. After leading Nexium in early 2017, she publicly denounced the organization, claiming that she was invited into DOS, a substructure within Nexium operated by Keith Raniere and Allison Mack. Was branded with a combination of Raniere and Mac's initials, the Mac, at Mac's Albany home. Emerson showed the brand in the New York Times, also will say of Nexium. Kristen Keith became Raniere's partner in the early 1990s. In 2013, Keith gave birth to Raniere's son, Graven. In February 2014, Keith broke with Raniere and his group, fleeing the region with her son. An email bearing Keith's name explained, "I have full sole custody of Galen. Keith was experimenting on him. I had to get Galen away." Keith publicly described Raniere as dangerous. In 2015, Keith alleged that Nexium leaders had planned to lure critics to Mexico with an invitation into an anti-cult conference. Once in Mexico, the critics were to be arrested on false charges by order of a judge who had been bribed. Tolly Natalie met Raniere in 1991 when he was pitching his businessman Consumer Byline. Natalie and her then husband became top sellers for the organization. Natalie recalled that she was able to stop smoking after a two-hour session with Raniere, but his claim is disputed by her ex-husband. Natalie and her son moved to be Rainier. Her marriage ended shortly thereafter. Natalie and Rainier dated for the next 8 years. In the mid-90s, Rainier and Natalie operated a health buyer's store. In 1999, Rainier's 8-year relationship with Natalie ended. Natalie will subsequently claim to be a victim of harassment. In January 2003 ruling, federal judge Robert Litfield implied Rainier was using legal suits to harass Natalie, wrote Litfield. The matter smacks of a jilted fellow's attempt at revenge and retaliation against his former girlfriend, with many attempts at her tripping her up along the way. In 2011, Natalie filed documents in federal court alleging that she had been repeated raped by Rainier. Joseph J. O'Hara was an attorney who departed NXIVM in 2015 after accusing the group of misdeeds. In 2007, O'Hara was indicted by the Albany County, and it was later revealed that district attorney had allowed Rainier's girlfriend, Kristen Keefe, to operate within the office as a sort of victim's advocate. Charges were ultimately dismissed. Damn. They had a district attorney in Albany County that allegedly had one of the NXIVM members as a victim's advocate? Yeah, the charges was dropped, but my God. India Oxenberg, daughter of actress Catherine Oxenberg, was introduced to the group in 2011. At Rainier's trial, a witness testified that India has spent a year on 500 calorie a day per diet. In May 2000, India admitted to her mother that she was among those who've been branded. India left the group in 2018 after Rainier's arrest. And in 2018, Catherine offered his book, Captive, A Mother's Crusade to Save a Daughter from a Terrifying Cult, was published. Mark Vinci, a filmmaker known for the 2004 What Do You Believe, Do You Know, began involvement with the group in 2005. Vincent Kente testified against Rainier at his 2019 trial. Damn, this shit happened right in the state of New York. I didn't know that. Well, oh man, like, all of this stuff that's going on in Hollywood, this guy is basically a pimp. He's a pimp manipulating a whole bunch of affluent, elitist, white women to solicit themselves and follow the rules of this cult. It's actually very sad and it's actually very disgusting. And there's a lot of these things that's going on in Hollywood. Sorry about the noise in the background. I'm recording the podcast at home. So, thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Jeffrey Frazier of Black Wall Street Chronicles, and I'm signing off.